Talks are underway in Miami to complete a proposal to make it easier for countries of the Western Hemisphere to trade with one another. Supporters say it will help economic growth, but opponents are converging on the city to demonstrate. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
All this week, inside the elegant confines of the Intercontinental Hotel on Biscayne Bay, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick has been extolling the virtues of the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA.
Our shared hemispheric vision involves bringing down tariffs and barriers and cutting red tape so that we can lower prices at home and sell more of our goods and services abroad.
Outside the wall of police barriers surrounding the conference hotels, all the action is among those who oppose the FTAA. One young protester, Corey Fisher Hoffman, had come all the way from Olympia, Washington, after having read the entire text of the draft FTAA proposal online.
It's bad for workers. It's bad for the environment. It limits our democracy by binding us all into a constitution that undermines the policies that we vote for through our governments. So regardless of what citizens decide, regardless of what communities want with their resources, with their choices and their rights, regardless of what governments even want, this binding constitution will supersede all of that in the decision-making process. And it underlines and threatens our democracy throughout the entire hemisphere by putting profits before people.
Fisher Hoffman was outside what you could call the anti-FTAA headquarters, an empty warehouse building in an industrial neighborhood north of downtown. Kelly Sheehan, an activist with North Carolina's Dogwood Alliance, an environmental group, showed off the space.
This is the food space where there are meals cooked daily, free meals for people.
In other rooms, volunteers were helping people find a place to sleep. Medics were tending to the sick, and artists were busily creating protest signs. One was a life-size cutout of President Bush.
With his hands up in the air and money coming out of his pocket saying, "What's wrong with greed?" And he has an FTAA label on his jacket.
FTAA negotiators believe that that money will eventually reach the pockets of American consumers. But plenty disagree. Through an intense multinational organizing campaign on the internet, 10 to 20,000 people are expected to show up for a massive demonstration today to mark the official start of the trade talks. And the younger demonstrators are being joined by farm workers and trade unionists like the Service Employees International Union and the United Steelworkers, more than 1,000 of whom marched through the streets of downtown yesterday evening. Steelworker Ron Johnson and his wife had traveled in from Enid, Oklahoma.
Our manufacturing jobs are what is at stake with these trade talks. We're losing our jobs here that are going overseas. And the employees where they're going overseas are being exploited and not being allowed to organize or not being protected in both their human rights or anything else. So that's what we're here for.
Like most groups here, the union workers want to peacefully protest. But on the internet and in casual street conversations, rumors are rife that anarchists and so-called black bloc protesters are planning to cause havoc downtown. Police have responded with an extraordinarily intense presence, closing all the downtown exits from Interstate 95 and stationing black-clad, heavily armed SWAT teams on nearly every street corner within half a mile of the conference. Yesterday, police arrested 7 people who had holed up in an empty mansion in Miami. They confiscated slingshots, metal chains with padlocks, and anti-FTAA pamphlets. Because of fears of violence, protesters literally won't be allowed within shouting distance of the FTAA conference. But with thousands more expected today, the deal's opponents are vowing they'll make enough noise to be heard. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.